Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 126. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy!
And Randy's apparently rocking tonight on Halloween. In case you didn't know, it was the 31st of October, which means the calendar's actually good for now.
Yeah! I was just looking. I was like, oh wait, but hello.
Although it'll probably be 2 weeks before we realize anything else has to happen with it, right?
Seems legit.
It's been an interesting week.
It's been an interesting day.
Has it?
Yeah.
Were there crazy people dressed up at work today?
A few. There's not many people. Most people are kind of lame.
Did you dress up at work today?
No. Because I don't know how they...
I kind of... It was like a trap. So anyway... You don't know how they would take that? Is that what you're going to get to?
Yeah.
You didn't know the rules and regulations
I saw one lady crazy that was dressed like what I would definitely question, like questionable attire at work. And I was like
because of the amount of
skin revealed. We'll go with that.
Surface area shown?
Yes. It was kind of crazy.
Sounds crazy.
So, that's my story, Morning Glory.
Whoa. Did we just fall into an Oasis album?
Possibly.
Anyways, happy Halloween. Let's kick into the tech news.
This is Halloween.
So, NSA, they been up to stuff lately?
Shenanigans is what they've been up to.
Busting into some...
Snowden... Who works in tech support, coding in the air
in Russia. It was weird. This is already a side note, but it's like that was on all, like even the local news, they talked about him getting another job. Like, who cares?
People, it's news, Mike.
Anyway, continue.
So apparently the NSA figured out how to tap basically all Google, Yahoo, there's quite a few like big business places like tapping their communications, and Google thought they were okay because all of their stuff once you enter their network is encrypted.
Is that what I saw, like a hand-drawn map, and it had the Google front-end server where it unencrypts and then re-encrypts it, and that's where
so
they're
like, so everything, so there's basically like one point of
access
encryption, and it's like, yeah, so picture like a figure eight, and like where that cross point is, that's where
figure
the encryption
eight.
Is held. On the left side is people that are doing just
four.
The normal stuff,
it's figure eight.
And then people on the right side is like all the traffic happening within Google. Well, NSA apparently tapped the fiber optic lines on the inside beyond where the encryption is actually happening, where it's all unencrypted traffic. And Google actually posted, and they want stuff to change, like, now. But it's scary stuff. Like, it's like we already knew that, I mean, as part of Prism, that they had access to our front-end accounts and stuff, but...
Do you think Prism is... Do you still think Prism is real, or do you think that's still kind of like the government, like they had documents saying they're working with like Google, let's say, and Apple and all the other big companies,
I think it's
right?
Real.
But now they're also coming out and saying, well, they're still hacking them on the side.
Yeah.
So like, how much are these people, like, you know how like all the companies came out and said, we're not really working with them. Like, do you think that meant there could be still some truth to them saying they're not giving up as much information as they thought, because really the government's still
yep.
hacking into it as well?
Yeah, no,
so,
That's crazy when the... I think it's scary business now.
Biting the hand that feeds?
Yeah, and I think it's really going to come back to bite the government in the butt more so. Just because it's like, I mean, the people want to trust you, and now you have all of these outside... I mean, it's not just us now. I mean, you're really involving
the entire world. Well, and there's been a ton of stuff that's come out now that said they're spying on leaders from all across the world, basically. Which, I mean... In reality, was probably happening. I mean, has been forever. Since the start of the country, right? But, like, there's definitely proof they're, like, listening to their phone conversations. Like, what if your job was to go to work every day and listen to some Russian prime minister? I don't know. They have a president. What are they? What's Vladimir Putin, right? Is that the guy?
Yeah. He's the president.
President? Mm-hmm. So, like, you just, your job every day is to just hang out and listen to the wiretap. Well, it's just like The Wire, actually. Wow.
There you go.
Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're not being nefarious, what does it really matter? But, well, I don't want them to know what I'm up to. I don't use the internet then. You have any more you want to talk about that? No. You want to talk about Google for a while?
I've heard of them.
So apparently there's this barge sitting in the San Francisco Bay.
I've heard something about it. Nobody knows about it.
Nobody knows what it is. Potentially they think it's a Google data center. I saw somewhere they thought maybe it was a Google Glass store they were going to open, like, on this barge, but...
Yeah, I know Google had filed for... I'd seen an article where Google had filed for patents for a floating data center.
I remember
center.
Seeing that a long time ago.
And that was in like 2009.
I think the article I saw came up, like, 2 years ago.
So, it wouldn't surprise me. But there's tons of buzz going on around it, and there's been, like, little bits that have leaked. That it's, I mean, it's definitely something Google's working
on. Well, because it's, like, the owner of the company that owns the barge turns out to be some guy at Google... Like, higher up.
I didn't know that, but...
You know, follow the paper trail. And then...
So what they'll do with it, I don't know. Part of me thinks is, like, maybe they're going to put it out in the water, and then it'll be technically, like, international. Like, they won't have to follow,
like Pirate Bay.
Jurisdiction or something.
Floating from town to town.
Yeah.
Floating airship.
Or maybe it's just an eco-friendly data center.
Maybe just the water is just the best way to cool it, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's humongous. It's freaking huge. 4 stories tall.
Yeah. I saw pictures. It looked pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Google had a Google Plus event on Tuesday, I believe. They said they're going to come out with full resolution backups for images on iOS, photo enhancement tools, auto awesome eraser, remove photo bombers, and they're going to start sending out emails to Plus users for custom URLs, vanity URLs. If you have more than 10 followers and you've had an account that's longer than 30 days, apparently, and you have a profile picture. Have you gotten an email?
Mm-mm.
Me either. I tried to find where I could change it, but I couldn't, because I want to make sure I get mine. But, and then they also updated Google Hangouts to add SMS integration and sending out like GPS coordinates or map coordinates, I guess, because Google Maps, I guess, would be pretty straightforward. Have you had that update?
No, I saw I had an update today, though. I just haven't had a chance, actually.
And then something about MMS as well. I was trying to read about that SMS integration. It sounded like you still flip between, but I don't know.
No, it said, because the article that I read is they replaced the default messaging system entirely.
Oh, okay.
On Android phones.
So it'll be like iMessage, essentially.
You'll go into Hangouts, and I'm assuming it must decide, like, how best to send the message then?
Like for iMessage, I know it tries to send an iMessage first, but if it knows right away if it's an iPhone, and then if it doesn't, it just sends it through SMS. But, like, when you have poor service, you don't have data, so if it can't get it out through data, it'll send it through SMS.
Does it seem...
What?
Apple shot themselves in the foot.
Are you going to tell me about how, because they didn't share that?
If they would have shared iMessage, there's no reason why they wouldn't have the market entirely with it.
That's true. And especially because Android's open enough where they could have implemented it
exactly
to work inside of Android.
It's just too bad. And I'm really excited to see what happens. I hope it's a good update.
Hangouts?
Yeah, with Hangouts.
And they said,
I hope it's good
integration. And I thought I read that it was going to come out for iOS as well, or they were going to update it to somehow work, but I don't think there's any way it could possibly integrate because they got, you know, it's such a closed system. But we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
And they also finally announced the Nexus 5 today.
Boom.
And Android 4.4
KitKat.
Which is funny because we had talked about it before. Like, we thought the 4s would always be Jelly Bean, because they kept, yep, they did 4.1, 4.2, 4.3 were all Jelly Bean. But then now 4.4, they did go KitKat. They didn't go 5.0, which seems
weird.
Like, pick one or the other. Like,
well, I just
they go back
think
and forth, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, for a while they were doing the main numbers. That's when it was being, I don't know. It's just funny. But anyway, KitKat, more polish under the hood stuff. They made the phone better as a phone, I know, I read.
Yeah, the phone itself, the design, looks awesome.
The Nexus 5, you mean?
Yeah, I think it's one of the best designs that they've had.
Although, the hands-on I read were complaining that it felt cheap. They said they thought it was weird they didn't make something similar to the HTC One.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like a unibody metal. But I mean, they said that KitKat was amazing, pretty much, was what I saw.
But, out of contract,
350
16 gig, 350, 32 gig, 400.
It's pretty cheap.
It's for a...
And it works for everyone but not Verizon, I saw.
Yeah, is that weird?
It is weird.
Is like what's Google got against Verizon?
It's because Verizon wants to make all the rules, and they're like, fine, F off.
That's what I was saying. I was giving crap to Funyun, actually, because he's like, what the heck? Because he's looking for a new phone. Why can't I get it for Verizon? I'm like, because Google and Verizon aren't getting along.
Even,
right now.
Like, Motorola is updating. They're trying to update their software, and this time they went through the Google App Store instead of through the carrier. So the Moto X, they had a camera update today.
Oh, so that's smart.
And instead of pushing it through the carriers, they put it through the Google Play Store, and so you can get it right away without
That's what all the carriers should do. That's the way it should be done.
The phone makers.
Phone makers. That's what all the phone makers should do. That would be best thing ever.
I don't understand what it is. I mean, I know the carriers put a little bit of firmware on it, like bloatware, like AT&T U-verse and Verizon Stream or whatever the hell they have. But
yep.
I don't know.
It's like even T-Mobile has its own bloatware BS. And.
But I think they're a little more lenient than the others, at least.
Agreed.
But yeah. Nexus 5 and KitKat out today. They both look pretty solid. I'm sure we'll hear more about it in the coming days. It was just announced. I mean it was leaked basically everything already. But we'll get some more hands-on reviews. I mean, not by us, but you know they'll come out, and we'll see what happens. Have you been wearing your Google Glass and driving lately?
Yes.
Did you get a ticket for that?
I did not.
Well, apparently you can. Someone in California got pulled over and they gave him a ticket for wearing Google Glass.
That seems weird.
Well, if it's obstructing your vision, perhaps. I don't know. And Google announced Google Glass 2. Looks pretty similar. It almost looks a little more bulky around the ear, though.
That's what I thought. But I think, I'm guessing it must have something to do with
the ear pod thing they have, yeah. The headphone. But before, they had just a little thing, and it, like, vibrated on your inner ear, and people thought it was really cool, but it was really weird at first, but once you got used to it, they said it was pretty cool the way it worked, because it's in your inner ear. But maybe more people had problems with it, like, balance-wise and stuff, since it's kind of, you know, not the standard. I don't know. I haven't got to play with a lot of Google Glass, so... And apparently they started a Google Glass accessory store, which has a lot of expensive things in it, from what I've heard. The NBA and Samsung signed a huge deal. It's like $100 million or something to allow the NBA to use Samsung tablets, like on the benches and to do replays and stuff for instant replays. Who cares about the NBA, I guess?
Pretty much.
That's an awesome costume.
I thought so. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah. There's a report out today that said 21% of users are still using XP.
That's not surprising.
That's one out of every five.
I'm not surprised.
I use XP. I never use my PC, though. I do have Windows 7 on the one I use at work.
My grandparents have Windows 7.
I've used two computers at work. One has XP and one has Windows 7.
So, I think I've had my laptop now. This one specifically for, it's got to be close to 2 years. I turned in my XP device because I had to carry two laptops around for quite a while.
Yeah.
I turned it in. There's someone on my team who still prefers to use their XP device to their Windows 7 device.
That seems a little crazy. I mean, I understand with Vista. I get it. But you didn't like, you liked Vista better too?
Vista wasn't bad. Vista had a rough start.
Yeah, I guess I never went back after. So just a couple service packs came out, so.
Yeah.
Amazon's Matchbook service is now live. So if you've bought any physical books, you may be eligible to buy a cheap. The only one I had that was eligible was the 4-Hour Chef. You could get the electronic version for 99 cents.
Oh, nice.
I say that because I know you bought it as well.
It's true.
That's why that was the only one I had that was.
I get it.
Available. And I've bought quite a few books from Amazon.
Oh, have you?
You might say. But supposedly there's a lot that are available, and they're anywhere from, I think the most expensive ones are like $2.99, I believe they said. So that's pretty cool. So Lenovo, they have a new product engineer. Is that what he's called?
I say that sounds right.
Product engineer or
product developer?
I don't know. Something crazy. Ashton Kutcher apparently is now an engineer because he played Steve Jobs in a movie. Getting a lot of crap on the internet about it, but really, he's a marketing guy. That's what, you know, they're going to give him whatever title he wants because he's going to market it and that'll go well for him. But they announced two new Android tablets, an 8 and a 10. They look a lot. Did you see the pictures of them? They really do look like the trackpads that Apple sells. Because they have a like weird circle at the end, like for the trackpad, it's where they put the batteries, right? And it's got a power button, but I don't know what the whole, why it's like that. Well, I guess it's something different, at least, right? Not a rectangle.
Yeah, not standard.
Yeah. Supposedly they last up to 18 hours on a single charge. 1.2 quad core processor, 1 gig of RAM. The 8-inch is $249 and the 10-inch is $299. So that's not terrible. Pretty decently priced. I don't think they're going to sell a lot of them.
No.
But good for them. Netflix is talking about making movies.
Netflix.
Randy's talking about getting Netflix.
It's a true story.
Might as well. Think of all the stuff you could watch. Have you been watching The Walking Dead?
Mm-hmm.
It's on there. I mean, not new, but anyway, do you think they would make good movies? I mean, they've been making good reviewed TV series, so I don't know why they wouldn't make movies. I mean, it seems logical, right? Maybe it's a different kind of audience, though. People don't watch a lot of movies on Netflix. Well, I don't know. I'm sure they've done their research. You think?
I hope. Yeah, I imagine.
Apple had their earnings call Tuesday, I think. They had $7.5 billion in profit, $37.5 billion in revenue, down from last year in profit, but up in revenue. They broke their record for sales, 33.797 million iPhones.
Just a few.
Which is up quite a bit, actually. Almost 6, 7, almost 8 million from last year. but the profit margins shrunk a little. And for the first time since the iPod was introduced, Mac sales outpaced it. Since the iPod. Seems crazy. But, I mean, it's a dying. People have iPhones. They just buy iPhones, you know?
They don't die, though, either.
That's the other problem.
I've had mine for 5 years.
Yeah, me too.
You don't use yours all the time, though, do you?
Other people do, though. When they borrow my hi-fi.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Just in general. I know I also saw that they had their R&D budget is very exponentially curving up. So that's interesting.
So
they're very excited.
Are tearing apart Android. Oh.
That would make sense.
It would make sense, actually. You're supposed to be like, come on. Come on.
Why would I say that?
Come on.
So the iPad Air reviews have been rolling in, and they're actually very, very good. apparently it's 80% faster than the last one, according to Geekbench tests. And the A7 processor is 1.4 gigahertz, which is 100 megahertz faster than the 5S.
Are you going to get one?
No.
Okay.
But I have...
Are you going to get one? Randy, I just said no. Okay.
Like, I would like one, but I'm not going to buy it for myself. If you want to give me one, sure.
Okay.
I mean, if I didn't have a tablet...
I'll trade you for your first... 5 rounds of draft picks.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Send me a trade. That's really all the news I got. There's a lot of... I don't know what. The holiday season's upon us, so there's going to be a lot more products announced in the next... The PS4 had their FAQ yesterday. Apparently no external drives.
It's a cloud.
And some other weird stuff that I thought was weird. People seem to have good reviews for their controllers, though. They send some of those out for review, which is weird because all you can do is feel it. So it seems like, what did you do with that? But whatever. I got good reviews, so. It's almost upon us. 2 weeks for both of them. 2 and 3 weeks.
Yeah, I wanted to pre-order the Xbox, the day one edition.
Yeah.
But it's all out of stock right now.
Are you really going to get one for yourself now that yours is broken?
Yeah, I think so.
Then you have to get a new Grand Theft Auto.
I know.
But Amazon will let you trade in for $10, one game only.
It's true.
One time.
And that's the only one I need, I know. Really. And I wouldn't mind playing the story over. I just need, and it's like, obviously I know Microsoft is going to have something for people who are converting from 360 to the Xbox One, but it's like, how do I get all my profiles and saved stuff from that?
They have a thing now that you can change it from hard drive to hard drive, because I did that because I got a bigger hard drive.
Gotcha.
And it's just basically a USB connection, essentially, that could, like a fitter for their whatever, basically their to USB.
Okay.
And I have that, if it'll let you do it. I mean.
Question is, do I wait in line? PS4.
Why not? What day does it come out? Is that on the 15th or the 19th?
15th.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night.
Or Thursday day.
Right.
Depends on how you want to look at it.
It would have to be Thursday day, really. Do you? Oh.
Discussion. Something to think about, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, you have anything else you want to throw out there for the viewers besides that tomorrow's your birthday? Well, in 2 hours and 3 minutes, it's your birthday.
It's true.
Are you going to be over the hill?
I will be. I'll be 30. And I'm 30.
That's correct. Well, you're not 30 yet.
Nope, I got nothing right now.
All right, well... You can find us on the internet. We have our social media networks up and running. Some of you may have heard of a thing called Facebook or Twitter.
The Facebook.
The Facebook. I wish it was still called that. Have you been on the Facebook lately? It's just... Anyway, find us on Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr or...
Google Bleed Geek.
See what happens. You can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com or you can call us.
406-794-3357.
Yeah. Check us out. See what we're up to. See what's happening in the world. Let us know what you think. But as always, we appreciate you listening. Oh, you could follow us individually as well. I'm at Mike037.
At the Crandall.
Two L's.
Yep.
But like I said, we always appreciate you listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And he's 30.
And I'm gonna be 30.
Have a good night.